since we got to be here lately. I love.
Hello, everybody. This is Lady Taz. Yep, that's it. Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. And that is number one. Remember, we were doing the countdown? That was number one. And a lot of you guessed the right song. Now, if you're interested in where this countdown comes from, it's from a place on the net called theboombox.com. And this is the number one song on the sexiest R&B songs of all time. So, listen, today is Valentine's Day. So, what we were planning to do, or what Lady Taz decided, was that we would have a Valentine's Day special. We're going to talk about just all about love. Now, that does not mean that I've been ignoring your emails and everything from the last show. Now, I understand a lot of you are hopping mad, and you got all kinds of questions to deal with the fact that, you know, it seems Lady Taz let Jay off a little too easy. Let him off the hook. Too easy. I'm not ignoring y'all. I read all the emails. I hear you. I got your vibe. Listen, that's going to be next week. We're going to have an hour and a half long show next week, and we're going to deal with all those issues that y'all sent in. But this week, I thought because it is actually Valentine's Day, we should probably focus on the whole, the whole Valentine's Day thing. So joining me, of course, is my co-host, Jay. Also, I believe I have Sean on the line, and I believe we've got Chris, and I believe we've got Renee, but I'm not 100% sure. I'm showing a whole lot of people on the line, but I don't know who all is here. So anyway, Jay, what do you think of this whole Valentine's Day thing? Some people say it's too commercialized. A whole bunch of men saying, I don't need to be buying no shit. I do it all year round. I do it when the mood strikes me and not just because you tell me this is the day I have to do it. What do you think?
Let's see. First, on the love tip, I did love the Colts to win the Super Bowl, and you did love the Saints. And because of that, I've been feeling the need to express some issues about the love thing. Just quiet moment out there for all you Colts fans. No, I'm just saying, it's a quiet moment for those Colts fans out there. You know, just the love for the Saints just happened to beat us last week.
You see what I mean? You know, you just can't fight Lady Taz's love. What can I tell
you? Clearly. But on the tip of the love situation, I agree that Valentine's Day has become extremely commercialized. I mean, everything stops for Valentine's Day. If you think that as a man you can actually know a lady and not think that Valentine's Day is is being like fed to you constantly, and you're thinking, you know what, I should think about whether I want to get something or not. It's out there. You're bombarded with it. And it's unfortunate because sometimes it's a trade-off between whether or not someone appreciates you giving them something versus, you know, somebody just thinking it's just part of the corporate perpetuation of the commercialization of Valentine's Day, which is, you know, people just say, oh, you just got me this just because. Or they might think that, you know what, maybe I actually, you know, they actually felt like giving you that gift because that's something that you may have wanted, see? So I think that Valentine's Day has gotten a bit off keel. And for the brothers out there, and I bet my boys Sean and Chris can speak to this, you know, I think most of the pressure goes to the fellas on Valentine's Day than anybody else. That's just what I believe. I don't know about in Lady Taz's region of the hemisphere, but that's just how it feels like for the male version.
Well, go ahead, guys. What do you have to say? Sean, what do you think?
Well, I agree with Jay. It is a little too commercialized. And, you know, as far as pressure, it, you know, I guess Valentine's Day rolls around and women just go crazy. They're expecting, you know, this, that, and the other, candy and, you know, roses and all this. It's ridiculous. I mean, because I can buy you candy and roses any time of the year. Why is it just today?
Yeah, but my question is, will you buy me roses and candy other times of the year? Because if a special day isn't set aside, you guys all forget.
No, I get you roses any other day of the year. It's no problem. But, I mean, Valentine's is just, you know, it's just it's overrated as far as I'm concerned. Hell, I didn't buy nobody shit this year. Nothing. Nobody got shit. Flowers, candy, roses.
Well, I guess we'll be muting you right about now. All right. Moving on to Chris. Chris, what about you? Were you sending out all those love roses, the real red hot ones?
No, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, I don't celebrate anything where they tell me I got to do something. You know what I mean? That's just the way I am. I look at it like this. I'm going to spend my money on you because I want to, not because, you know, they got all these cars out. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the concept. I can be an asshole 364 days out of the year and do something for you once. And everything's all right, but, you know, I still don't do it. So,
I got a funny story. Not just 364 days of the year. It's 365. All right, go ahead, Jay.
Okay, here's a funny story. So, walking through the mall, right? I was walking through the mall, right? There's like these group of like young kids. They remind me back in the day, right? They must have been like maybe 19, 20 years old, right? So as they're going through the mall, right, they're looking at some cards to get, right? So they're looking at cards, and I'm just passing by, and I hear one of the guys say, I got one. And the other two fellows, they're like, all right, let's go. I'm trying to go get me a booster juice, right, trying to get me a little shake, right? And the kid's calling back out to the other kid who just got the card and said, come on, let's go. Just pay for it and let's go. And then the kid is like, oh, I got the perfect card for her. And looks at the card. He looks on the back and says, oh, my God, $7? $7 for a card? And everyone's like, man, that's too much for a card, man. And he puts the card back. He's like, I'm going to go to the dollar store. You see what I'm saying?
I forgot to do something. I'm so sorry. I want to shout out to my family in St. Martin who is listening tonight. I want to wish you all a very happy Valentine's Day. And, yes, further to the conversation we had earlier, you may see me before you know it, okay? I hope you enjoyed tonight's show, guys. All right. Sorry, Jay, to cut you off. I just, you know, I happened to think of that. And, actually, I should do another little housekeeping matter. People have been saying that, you know, the chat room hasn't been getting used, et cetera, et cetera. I just want to tell you, it's really hard when I'm doing the show, you know, sort of and controlling the switchboard and to be trying to do the chat at the same time. So I'm doing the best I can. I did open up the chat room tonight, so y'all can go in there if you like. Okay, go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, well, my point I was making is that, you know, I mean, even the younger generation is looking at Valentine's Day as way too commercialized. I mean, I think straight up, I think that people know, well, the people that own stores and make the product that people typically expect on Valentine's Day know that they kind of got you by the balls, and therefore what they're doing is like they're jacking up, you know, sentiments that they know you want to give to somebody close to you and making it, like, exorbitantly high for you to, like, you know, share a thought with somebody. So it's been getting crazy. It's been getting absolutely crazy out there. So that's...
Well, why can't you do a homemade card? Why can't you, you know, and that brings me to my next point, which is the whole issue of romance. I mean, really, I mean, is it dead in the water? Seriously, does anyone even know what that is? And I'm curious, is Renee on the line?
Renee? No, we're missing our girl.
Renee, nay, nay.
We're missing our girl. All right. Okay, so in any event, so that brings me, like I said, to the next question, which is the whole issue of romance.
How are we doing with it? How is it?
Well, I think men suck at it, personally.
No,
that's
I think, well, no, you know what? No, I think, you know, it's funny that you would say that because, you know, women think that romance is something that is just something that men have to do to women. But, you know, romance is something, an art of the mind, right? So I don't understand, you know, women are out there, they're doing their thing, you know, to come across as being romantic and figuring out how to, you know, get into somebody's insides. I think that women are equally responsible for the death of romance, if not just blaming it on dudes. Because at the end of the day, you know, romance is supposed to be something that's shared. So...
I have to give you that one. I'll have to give you that one. I agree.
All right,
with that.
So I got
I
one. I
got
that. One from
you. You got one point. You got one point. I think it's true that it is a two-way street. But I still think the man has to do it first.
No, hold on now. All right, hold on. Let me throw out something. Chris, Sean, has a woman of today ever figured out a way to get you to, like, you know, romance them? Like, have they ever gotten to your head that made you say, damn, I need to stop what I'm doing. I need to get with that chick. Quick fast.
No.
Not
really.
It's going to be not really. Okay, tell your story.
I mean, they do things to, like, you know, they want to get, you know, get dug out right quick. They'll do some shit, you know. But to me, romance don't have anything to do with sex. Okay, I mean, yeah, you can combine the two, but romance and sex, two different things. So, yeah, right. I have women who do things to get dug out, but to just, you know, be romantic and, you know, like, you know, leave a note or, you know, shit, wash a nigga dishes or something. I don't know, but something.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Okay, all right.
Or that she tells you she misses you or, I mean, I agree with you, Chris, that it isn't all about sex. Like you said, you can combine the two, but it doesn't necessarily mean sex. Absolutely right. I agree with you there.
All right. So, Lady Taz, could you, like, hold a clinic on, like, how to romance a dude, how to get into a dude's head? What's the deal? Because, you know what? I hear that neither Chris nor Sean or myself, right, when it comes to the issue of romance from a guy's perspective, it seems to be a black hole. Like, it doesn't seem to exist, right? And, you know, we could turn our minds to things such as, I don't know, let's say the game was on. Like, let's say the game was on, right? Shout-outs to the East. I know the East is going to win. Let's say the game is on, or, you know, let's say the football game is going on. And what you think would be romantic for a dude, I'm just saying for myself, you know, if, you know, Super Bowl's on, you know, I got all my favorite snacks sitting there, my favorite beer cup, you know, and all my friends are, like, invited over, and got the widescreen all hooked up, and I didn't even have to call the cable company to hook up the widescreen. She did it all for me. That'd be huge, you know. That's romantic. That's deep.
Well, you asked me a question, Jay. You said if I could hold a clinic. If a man is into you and you are into him, absolutely I could teach you how to do the art of romance because Lady Taz believes in it wholeheartedly. And Lady Taz does believe that it's a two-way street.
Word. Word. Listening, though. I'm listening.
To what?
I thought you were going to hold the clinic.
No. No, that would be a woman's only clinic.
What?
I'd be teaching the women, right? I don't need to be teaching no man. You guys should know how to do your thing. And you know what? In the same way that you said, hooking up the big TV, blah, blah, blah. You know what? That's exact, at least for me, that's what it is for me. It's doing those little things. It's like one of you said about, you know, leaving a note or, you know, just telling someone you miss them when you do or, you know, doing little things for them that you know is going to mean a lot to them. Yeah, that's what I think it's all about.
So on this coveted day of Valentine's Day, formerly a paganistic holiday of ritual, sex, and orgies, we find ourselves debating the issue of whether romance exists. Is that where we got? And whether or not you think that us men know what the hell we're dealing with when...
I don't think men do. Men don't pay attention to women. Men aren't used to doing those little things. Men, I think, tend to take for granted when they have a good woman in their life. And I think that's why there is a day like this, to say, hey, hold up, wait a minute. You know, the other 364 days, you're taking me for granted. And now today you got to kind of make a, you know, a little special thing for me and treat me special and show me that I am special. And I think that men have forgotten how to do that. I think men have forgotten how to make a woman feel special. And if you know how to make a woman feel special, man, there is no end to what you can get from her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that maybe Renee has joined us. Renee, are you on the line?
I have been on the line the whole time. I don't know what's going on. I dialed from a different phone.
Oh, because
I'm talking. I don't know if it's my, maybe I'm speaking and I'm like, what the hell is happening?
No, we actually said, Renee, are you there? There was
and
no
I
answer.
Said, I'm here.
Oh, no, nothing came through, girl. Nothing came through. So what do you think, Renee, about this whole issue of romance? Have men forgotten how to be romantic?
No. I think when a man wants to be romantic, he will be. The thing is, they have to want it. They have to want to be romantic. And
I hear that.
I think women have a responsibility as well. Women have a responsibility when it does come to romance. But I tend to believe that because women love to romanticize, and come on, guys, you can't say it's one thing about a woman fantasizing one moment and then that she can't be romantic the next, because I think it's something that women strive to do. It may not be perceived in the way that you may want to receive the romance, but we have to learn to respect each other's methods and ways of how we communicate, because we're not the same person. We weren't raised the same. We're not necessarily knowing what the other person expects or sees as romance or love. So, I mean, we just have to try and get to know that person to see what they like. I mean, as far as I go, I mean, in my past, I can remember Valentine's Day is not a big deal for me. And that's probably odd coming from a woman, but Valentine's Day is not a big deal to me, because if you can't show me love, like Chris said, those 364 days of the year, I don't want you to show me that one. I don't want you to show me on that one, because I'm going to think it's fake. I'm going to think it's more forced. Just because it is Valentine's Day. And I don't want you to give me a card just because it's Valentine's Day. The things that matter more to me would be something that's more personal coming from you, as opposed to flowers and things that are just more traditional.
I agree, Renee. Every day should be Valentine's Day. That's what Lady Taz says.
Love me every day, not just
that's
that
right.
one.
Love me every day. There you go. Well said. So now you know what, Renee? You said something that was really interesting. You said something, you used the word love. Now, what does love have to do with it? It just seems like the right thing to say. I don't know. That just kind of fell out there. But anyway, on the whole issue of love, what is love?
What is
That's
love?
That's a $10 billion question. What is love?
Oh,
love is a word.
It's a state of mind.
Love is a word. Love is a state
of mind.
Wow.
Whoa, love is a word. Love is a state of mind. Interesting. Let's
wow.
Okay. Well,
Lady Taz, since you posed a question, why don't you set the parameters, or how do you say it? Why don't you define it for us? And then I'm a flashback. I'm a flashback.
Why don't I define the word love?
Yeah, you define it.
Well, I think that what we've got on the table right now is pretty good. It's a state of mind. What was the other one?
No,
a state of mind and
want,
what? A what?
We want your definition, not everybody.
What, my man, Sean?
We want your definition.
Word. Brother Sean.
Well, let's see. Okay. Love is, I believe, a feeling. Love is when you care intensely for someone. You care about everything to do with that person. You want them to be happy. Love is...
a battlefield.
There's different, there's different forms of love.
Who said battlefield?
I did.
Yeah, hell, you got that one right. It is a battlefield. It is a battlefield.
Then a song came to my mind. There you go. See, if Taz had keyed that up, I would have been singing to that.
Love.
If Taz would? If
you had queued up the song, Love is a Battlefield.
But you know what, guys? Is it really? Okay, so you know what? Let's address that. Is love really a battlefield, or should it be? I mean, what's there to battle about? Love is a feeling that is in your heart that you are giving to someone else. Now, it's
I can answer that.
Hold on. Let Lady Taz finish. Y'all put it on the table.
Go on, Sean.
And give me a chance to talk. Bottom line is this. It may be returned. It may not be returned, okay? Love is an emotion that you have for someone else, towards someone else. It isn't premised on the fact that it's returned. It may not be. In any event, the bottom line is you still love them. And so what is the battle? What's there to battle about?
You battle about your insecurities, your fears, because it's like this. Okay, let's say you love somebody, but you don't tell them. You're scared to tell them that you love them. You know what I'm saying? Or for whatever reason. And it's like you're going on with your life. You're living your life, whatever. Loving this person, but you
never
you never put yourself out there. And then you have those that, well, you know, they confess they love. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the fear of being rejected. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I say, you can't catch, you know, just because you feel a certain way does not mean the other person feel that way. You know what I'm saying? It's like, because, you know, you might end up taking caring for love, you know, or you might be in a situation where you've been treated so bad that the person being kind to you, you know what I'm saying, is being taken for love. Okay?
I agree.
And so you start, but let's say y'all start kicking on the physical or whatever, right? Okay? Mm-hmm. Well, now that y'all done kicked on the physical, you're thinking love, 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 when, you know, the other person is like, ooh, I like this person, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not trying to, you know, take it any step further. And so you kind of battling because you want what you want, just like that person want what they want. Okay? And you have some situations where, you know, a person will give in and be like, okay, I'm going to give it a try. Then you have other situations where they like, I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to get in a relationship with you simply because that's what you want. Because guess what? It ain't going
to
work.
But does love necessarily have to lead to a relationship?
It doesn't. No.
Of course not. But
I can love somebody to death and not ever be in a relationship.
Yeah.
But I don't love them in that way either. You know what I'm saying? Because like I say, love is like an onion, man. It's layers and layers of it. You know what I'm saying?
What?
There's so many different kinds of love.
That just killed it. That's it, yo. That's it. I'm like an onion, you know, like an onion. Respect,
yeah, but there's different ways of love as well. I mean, you will love a friend, you will love your kids, you will love your family. But I think the love that we're speaking of is that one that you would have for a mate. And I think it's more so a battlefield because in the battle is something that a lot of times, in my opinion, we inflict upon ourselves. We go trying to read the other person's mind, and we're so headstrong on that person totally understanding everything about us because we may express it in a way that we feel like, duh, why don't you understand? But the other person doesn't see it in the same way as you do. So we're constantly at battle with ourselves so much because we make a big deal out of things. We, you know, a person didn't greet me a certain way, or I don't like the way they did this, or I don't like the way they did that. And I see that from both men and female.
Right, right.
We both are so busy trying to make the other person understand us on every single level. And I think we just need to learn to respect each other. We just need to learn how to relate with one another. Just respect that we're different, and just learn how or what that other person wants. I don't think there's that it's so hard to be in love, but I think we have to move out of our own ways in so many times in order to experience the love on that level that we all desire.
Hmm. Whoa, that's a good point.
Sean, what do you have to add?
Well, I think all this shit is a bunch of bullshit, man.
I knew you would.
I mean, you know, you pour out your heart to some of these women, and they drag it through the mud, you know what I'm saying? The same thing with men, but, I mean, you know, why even put yourself through that? You know what I'm saying?
So basically what you're saying is better not to even go there, don't even speak on it, just...
I mean, no, now don't get me wrong. It's cool to tell a person you love them, but just explain to them that I love you as a person, but I'm not in love with you. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. That's the difference, right?
They get that mixed up because you tell them, motherfucker, yeah, baby, you know I love you. And then, you know, you her man forever, and, you know, you go out with another female, and this chick comes out of nowhere. What you doing with her? You supposed to be my man, and blah, blah, blah. Bitch, I ain't your man. Just because I told you I love you don't mean I'm your man. I just like you a lot. That's all. But I ain't in love with you.
But you don't go around telling people you love them. That's big for me, that I love you thing.
That's not big.
I understand. But remember, like I said, the way we perceive things is going to be different. And for you, it may not be big. For me, it is. For me, it is. I don't just say that lightly. I don't just profess I love somebody or whatever.
I tell everybody I love them.
Well, see, that's not good for your average woman. It's not good because...
that's not good for your ass.
Yeah, because see, for me, honestly, I probably wouldn't be offended by it because I wouldn't see you that way. You know what I'm saying? For me, if you don't define it, it ain't going to be shit no matter what. I won't allow myself to develop those feelings. I may have the biggest crush and think you're so fine, blah, 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 but I would never allow it to develop into anything because for me, and I know I've said this to you guys before, you got to define it. You got to define it. I'm not going to take your little subtle signs as you like me or that you're interested. Damn it, open your mouth and tell me, period.
Hey, I'm interested in you, and I want to get in your pants. So what's happening?
See, that doesn't mean that I'm going to give you what you want just because you tell me.
Or that you're not going to give him what he wants.
Right.
But I won't.
It doesn't mean that you're not going to give him what he wants. You're just saying that in terms of, quote, unquote, falling for him, that you would just be more reserved on that. You'd be like, look, because you haven't defined it, I'm not going to fall because you haven't defined it. So I'm not saying that I won't get with you. All I'm saying is I just won't fall for you.
No, I would not get with him because if I...
He's a good-looking dude.
And that's not reason
right.
enough. I see
I look good. You got a crush
time.
On me. You digging
I
me. What's
see
the good problem?
Looking,
man
looking
all
good
the time.
Doesn't have anything to do with it.
Listen, I work
what?
With a fine-ass man, the brother is fine. Okay?
Oh, really?
And
what is his name?
I don't
what's his name?
Look. Chill.
Ray, what's his name?
Chill. We are cool, but that don't mean I want to screw him, because I don't. There are so many things different between the two of us, and I don't just want to lay down with him, regardless to me thinking he's fine.
What's wrong with
right.
that?
That's not what it is. It's not about how good looking somebody is or
but what's
any
wrong,
of that kind of stuff.
What's wrong with that?
It's just
that women tend to be deeper than just how somebody looks. You know, you men may not be able to relate to that. You may not be able to comprehend that.
But no,
like,
no. Hold on.
I know what I'm talking about.
You know what? Hold on. It's all this talk about women being deeper. Now, don't be silly. Don't be silly. Women are not just deeper, all right? Women can be a bit more emotional, but they're not.
Everybody's
deeper.
Emotional. Women will show their emotions more?
They'll show their emotions a bit more, but they're not deeper, all right? A dude can be deeper, very deep. You may look at someone and say, wow, that girl's fabulous. And within, I don't know, 10 minutes after talking to the chick, realizes exactly who he's dealing with and what he's willing to give up to get with the girl, whether or not short-term, long-term, whatever, right? And that's deep for a dude because he's actually thinking about it, right? So that's deep.
Yeah, like you said, for a whole 9 minutes. That's about as deep as it gets. Yep.
No, I'm just saying. No,
a woman will sit there and think about it for weeks. Okay.
Yeah, well,
just because it takes nine minutes.
Yeah, listen, you're not going to hoist me by my own petard. Look, I'm just going to put it out there straight. Just because we're efficient in making a decision doesn't mean we're not deep. It just means we're efficient. Boom.
Oh, efficient.
Nah, that's not
going
to work.
That's what we're calling it now.
That's what I'm calling it, efficient.
I call it shallow.
So
that's not shallow.
So does it make it right for women just because they think it takes them weeks to think, you know, whatever
that's
it is
right.
They have to think about? Whereas men, we can see you, look at you, talk to you, have a conversation with you, maybe go out with you once, and we got y'all ass pegged already.
Oh,
word.
Okay.
What's up with that? Efficiency.
That is a bunch of bullshit if I ever heard it. Man,
you can't argue that.
Actually, it's not. You got to remember, when most guys meet females, our main ultimate goal is to get that ass. So 9 times out of 10, you have not even met him yet. Okay?
Exactly.
You met a representative, which means that you have given your ass to a total stranger. Okay?
Yes.
Because if you waited 3 weeks to fuck him, you still don't know him. Okay? Because guess what?
I don't know where this whole fucking thing came in, okay? What I said was a woman will sit back and think about a man for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or longer, whatever, not in the sense of, am I going to fuck him, but in the sense of, is this somebody that I want to be around, or should I be around, or, you know, whatever. She will, you know, think about things. She will think about her actions. I don't know what kind of woman you've been hanging around with that'll just, like, lay down after a week or two or three or whatever the case may be.
Look, check this out. Watch this. I'll give you a scenario, okay? Guy goes to pick up said girl, right? And this might lead to this whole discussion. Oh, it will lead at the end to this whole discussion of can I be in a long-term relationship with the girl, okay? Matt goes, picks up the girl for the first time, blind date, whoever, whatever. Goes to pick her up. He opens up the door for the girl, right? He gets her in. She enjoys having somebody, like, cater to her. So she's like, ooh, thank you. Gets into the car. She doesn't reach over to open up his car door. She's just, like, all happy that he opened up her car door. So you know that at some level, she's not really thinking about reaching over and making sure he get in. All right. You go to dinner, right? She goes, orders whatever it is that she wants to order, right? You order what you want. During the conversation, you figure out whether or not she's interested in what you do, whether or not she can relate to what you do, and you figure out whether or not you can relate to what she does, right? Then it comes the end of the evening. You reach for your wallet to go pay for the bill. She just sits there, looks at you, right? Okay, you pick up something else. You get into the car. You drive back home. She gives you some bedroom eyes, but then she goes and says, nah, I want you to leave right now. So, you know, she can tease and play games. At the end of the day, within that one evening, you're able to size her up pretty quick. Why can't you? And then you can figure out if you want to work for it or not. That's it.
That's the thing. You can determine from that encounter whether or not you want to continue to play the game on her terms. That's what
right.
you can determine. It doesn't tell you everything about that person. It doesn't mean that she's not a good person. It doesn't mean anything because just like Chris said, you're both in a lot of times meaning representatives of who you are. You're not, a lot of times people don't put themselves out there at first because they're trying to gauge who this individual is. So basically the way I see it, okay, you move on. She's just not the right person. But there's, for every woman who's willing to just do, give her ass or do things, make silly choices early on in relationships, even that woman, like everybody else, is just looking for love. And granted, some people may go about it the wrong way, and that woman, for some reason, and I know what the reason, I honestly think women listen to men too much. I don't think, I'm not saying necessarily you men, because it's men who are always dictating to women who they need to be. I mean, for instance, I'm not in a relationship, but I've had three guys tell me, pretty much make it seem like, oh, well, you're going to be a lonely woman. Oh, well, you're alone. But Valentine's Day didn't mean nothing. And honestly, it don't hurt my feelings that they say this because the opinions of others don't affect me like that. And they seem to think, now these are men, they think something is wrong with me because I'm not interested in having a relationship.
Well, no, not that there's nothing wrong with you not having a relationship. Maybe.
We're so, and nowadays you hear men, women need to do this, women need to do that, women need, just like we've, like I think it's Chris, no man has ever been a woman, so you can't really say what a woman needs to do because we're never going to see eye to eye. We'll never meet up if all I'm doing is catering to what a man tells me to do, which happens so often. And I think that's where women make their mistakes. It's okay to screw me. But then the same woman who's been told over and over by men that there's nothing wrong with having sex on the first time, you know, first night you meet them, and these are guys maybe that she's dated, then there's this one guy who looks at her as a whore or that acknowledges her as a whore. Maybe all of them looked at her as a whore, but then she starts to see herself differently. So in most cases, women don't listen to other women about how women see them. It's usually the men, do this, do that, do this. And men shouldn't be telling women what they need to do for a relationship or what they need to do to please a man because, of course, it's always going to be one-sided.
Well, hold on. I got to disagree. I don't know if anyone else does, but I got to disagree. I think that I would listen to a woman if I was trying to get a woman, and she was an enigma. She was a mystery to me. So I would listen to a woman. And in some cases, you know, very fruitful relationships happen when a woman has a guy friend that she trusts to tell her honestly what it is, the deal between her and connecting with somebody of the opposite sex. If you get that type of relationship, like,
you mean a particular,
you know, it's like formulating a team, a network. Like, you got to get people on your team that you can trust. And when you get those people that you can trust, you get their opinions, and you can rely on their opinions. I mean, if you get the wrong people giving you the wrong advice, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to end up with the wrong result because maybe the person in which you're relying upon doesn't have the certain, I don't know, same principles or foundations that you have, and if you listen to them, then they're going to lead you to a wrong result or something that you're not comfortable with, right? So if they know you, you know them, and you want to attract certain somethings, then it will happen if you have a nucleus of people around you that, you know, give you good advice about how to find love and where
that's
to find
only
love.
If they give you good advice, okay? So that
well, that's
an
if you find somebody
using.
You can trust, right?
That wasn't the
somebody
example
you can trust
using.
To give you good advice.
I talk to
right?
guys all the time. I understand from that perspective that you're speaking from because I do that all the time, and I think it has given me a little bit of insight in how a lot of men think, okay? But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about generally speaking. Women practice relationships on the tone that not one that woman said, that men establish, or men say you should do this, or men say you should do that.
Well, if you okay, but if you're looking for love, right? I think you need the. I think you need an opinion of someone from the opposite sex that you can trust.
Well, I think that there's a problem right there because if you're looking for love, you're in trouble right off the hop because I don't think I don't think you should be looking for love. I think love
Bingo.
Just kind of yeah, exactly. I think love
Bingo.
Just kind of happens, and that's that. You don't go looking for it. You don't sit there and go, oh, my God, I so desperately want to be in love. Oh, my God, I so desperately want to be in a relationship, blah, blah, blah. You are setting yourself up for trouble. Not to say that when it happens the other way, you couldn't find yourself in trouble, too, but I'm just saying, looking for it? No, wrong recipe, completely wrong recipe.
I agree. I definitely agree. Just like my man Dirt always told me, he said, man, you know, what you should do is you should always find your woman that likes you more than you like her. That way you know she ain't going no damn way. And I kind of feel you on that.
That's not always true.
Well, I mean, I have not come across a woman that has, that hasn't fallen into that category. I mean,
well, I'm going to tell you something.
Well, how
I mean,
does the woman benefit from that?
Hold on one second, guys. I have to say that there is a theory out there that says that even in long-term relationships or whatever, that one person loves more than the other. They say that that's just how it works out, that it just always seems to work out that way. I haven't really sat down and thought about it, but that's what they say. So
how can you measure it?
Hmm?
How can you really measure love? And
I don't think you can measure love.
If it's totally one-sided, somebody's getting the short end of the stick.
If it's one-sided, absolutely.
Though.
If it's one-sided, you got to move on.
It's not one-sided. It's not one-sided because now when I say that, I don't mean that she's like all in doing everything this guy says or whatever or not. It's just that she loves him or she wants him more than he wants her. But at the same token, he still wants her. It's not like he's using her. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it in that sense. I'm just saying it in the sense that she loves me more than I love her, but I still love her, and I want to be with her, and I want to do the things that's going to make this relationship last. But I know that she loves me more than I love her. So this is the woman that I'm going to keep because I know she ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it, you know, to where it's one-sided and, oh, I know she all in. I'm going to go ahead and get what I can get out of her, and I'm in the win. And I'm not saying it like that. And sometimes, you know, it works out. It works out, believe it or not. You know,
but
I haven't done my research. I haven't done my research on it, but I've heard.
Hey,
to express on what Sean just said, a lot of times it's more like with men, it's more about it's a lot of based on how you treat us and how you make us feel, and if you putting up for like a whole bunch of effort towards us,
yeah,
you start to develop the feelings and the emotions that are necessary and stuff like that. But it's based a lot of it, like I said, for men because we are guarded as hell, so a lot of it is almost like we test it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, okay, she did that. You know, because I had this one thing I used to do where I wouldn't need the money, but I would mention, like, something where it was a financial situation.
Right, right.
And if the person was like, well, I can give you that. Oh, I'm putting forth a little extra effort toward her. Even though I would, I'd be like, oh, no, that's all right. I'll be able to take care of it. It was the fact that she was willing to do that
Right. Made
me want to put forth more effort, you know what I'm saying? Or made me want to take the chance, you know, with her like that because – you know, that showed a kindness that she didn't have to show or she didn't know, I didn't know she had. So that right there, you know, but a lot of it is basically how you make a man feel.
A lot of it has to do with what that other person is ready for, man.
Yeah, ready for, yeah, exactly.
Because,
yep.
I mean, all of the things that you say, I mean, by all accounts, I can pat myself on the back because I am a good woman. I am a good catch, and I will never say anything different. However, that man don't need to find me right now because I think I'm too damn hardened because I have given my all. I have given my all more so to the point that I feel like I have probably ruined myself because I can't blame no one else for how I feel.
Yeah, I say that too to a certain degree. Yeah, I say that.
Women take the tone of wanting to please, okay? And we will stand by that person no matter what. They can disappoint us time and time again, and because you have that love, and that's why I said what I said about to Sean's comment, when you have that love for this person, you're not sitting back trying to measure who loves who the most. You just recognize your own love and how you want to treat the other person. I'll be there for you in no matter what way you may need me. But it cannot be one-sided. It cannot be one-sided because that person will feel, at one point, that person will get bitter and want to leave that relationship.
Hold up. Who the hell is blowing in the phone?
Hmm?
Who's blowing in the phone?
I don't know.
No one's blowing in the phone. Sorry, that's mine.
To touch on what Renee just said, a lot of times, like I said, people are, you know, when they say they harden like that, you know what I'm saying? A lot of it is, you're not who you used to be. You know what I'm saying? You used to be a kind, sweet person, but you done had this person fuck you over, So then you meet a good person or a good man or a good woman, and you don't open up to them like you need to because the last three times you opened up, motherfucker stabbed you in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So
I'm as guarded. I'm guarded, but you got
right, because, but you guarded because of...
But I'm guarded because of experience, past experiences, and I know that, and I can recognize it. That's how I know now is not a time for a relationship for me.
Well, baby, you
but I'm the only one that need to recognize it.
You need to let your guys down and come on go to dinner with me, baby.
not this guard.
Let me ease your mind. Let me put you in bed, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Baby.
Oh, this fool.
Yay. Let me put down some Joe on you. It is a Valentine's Day Sunday. So let me take you to church. All right. So now we've been on this tip of trying to understand these points of love. I'm going to take it back to something that that Ray Ray talked about, that you can't measure, or can you measure, whether or not the other person loves you or not. We kind of talked on the subject of whether or not love can be one-sided. And just to throw it out there, you know, I've been in relationships where, you know, you could kind of feel whether or not the love was one-sided. Like one person was caring more for the other. One person was willing to open up quicker than the other. One person was willing to do more than the other. The other person being guarded. Or not just being guarded, or maybe they're just thinking that maybe this wasn't the right time. So, you know, for all of our listeners out there in internet land who have relationships or entering relationships or thinking of starting relationships, for the panel, I'm throwing it out there, are there signs that you can pick up on in terms of whether or not you know or you should start to question whether or not you're in a relationship that is loving or not loving?
Are there signs?
So let me take it out there. So, like, let's say you're spending all your time with this person, like, you know, you're cooking for this person, you're spending time with this person, the person's doing, you know, very rarely are doing stuff to help and uplift you. You know, isn't that a clear sign that that person is not loving you differently, but just not loving you at all?
That they are not, or you said?
Mm-hmm. So is there, how can someone, you know, because if you put yourself out there and you're in a relationship, there is a tendency to think that maybe this person just loves differently than how you perceive love being because someone comes from a different background versus someone who just doesn't love you.
Yeah, you have to accept that we're all different and we're going to express that differently. There's no...
Right.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. We're all different people. So the way one person would express love would be totally different or could be totally different than the other.
I think, though, what Jay is trying to say is when you're in a one-sided relationship, he's saying, how do you figure out that this person doesn't love you? Are there signs? I mean, I think that goes back to our show on He Ain't That Into You or whatever. And I think Right. And I think that at the end of the day, I mean, really what it comes down to is probably communication and you know, just being honest or whatever, right?
Man, I was just going to say that. Work. You know, if you're in a relationship, you know if somebody, if you're not getting what you're giving out, you'll know. You're definitely going to know. And you're gonna voice your opinion, you're going to say something. Because if it was me, I'm right. Hey, look, dig this here. You know, I'm spending a lot of time with you, and, you know, you ain't come to the game with me. You ain't go to the show with me. But when I offer to do, you know, whatever, it's all good. We go do our thing. But, you know, when I'm not offering, you're not offering, and you're not hanging, and you're not spending no time with me, like, why do I have to be the one that always initiates?
Well, interestingly enough, somebody made a comment, this is going back months and months ago, and they said, you know, what a person has to look for is what isn't there and not what is there.
That may be true. That may be true. But before you got to see what's not there, you got to see what's there.
Well, see, yeah, because that seems like you're settling if you're just looking at what's not there.
Right. If you're right. But if you look at what's there.
No. The implication was if you see what's not there, then you'll know they don't love you that way or the way you love them or not at all or whatever the case may be. Because then you'll see, well, they're not prepared to do the things that I'm. And, you know, like what you said, Sean, I think that's good too, where you said, you know, if you make arrangements to do something, they're in. It's kind of like they're going along with you. But, you know, there's no sort of reciprocity, meaning they don't come up with things to do with you or whatever, right? So that would be one indicator.
Right. They always wait on you to do to call or to invite them out or invite them over. You know, why I always got to be the first one to initiate something? Why don't you be a woman and take the lead sometimes? I don't have to lead all the time. Maybe I want to follow this time. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to take the lead. I don't want to take the lead all the time.
Well, what you got to accept is some people don't realize that, and unless you tell a person that, then some people won't know. Some women won't know because maybe she tried to initiate something before and was shot down every time. So she's scared to put herself out there, or maybe she's just interested in, you know what I'm saying? Women tend to love to do things to cater to the man. Well, this is what he wants to do, so this is how he wants to spend time with me, so of course I want to do this. He wouldn't want to go to this girly event. Is her a lot of times just acting as if she knows, because remember I said that earlier. We are so busy trying to think that we can figure out what the other person thinks and feels. That's nonsense. Communication is the key.
Right.
A lot of people don't know.
Open your mouth and say something. I mean, if I'm giving you my all and I'm not getting nothing in return, I'm going to say something. Hey, look, are you interested in me? I mean, you know, what's going on? You want to do this, or are you just along for the ride? You get what you can get? Are you just down for the thrill? I mean, what? Talk to me. Tell me something, because if you don't want to be bothered, I can get ghost. Quick.
Right.
Shit. Quit. And that's on the real. But you'll know. You'll know, you'll feel it, you'll see it, you can tell in the person's swag, you know, this guy ain't, I don't think this guy into me, or this chick, I got to cut my ties, because it's just not happening.
Yeah, it could be something as simple as maybe every time you do suggest something, that person is busy. They have plans with their friends, or, you know, they can never make time for you. I mean, there's so many different things. They never listen to you. They never consider you. They'll make plans. You two are supposed to be together. They'll change those plans at the drop of a dime. I mean, there's so many different things that can be, so many different reasons that a person will show you that they are not into you. And that they do not have that same love for you.
Right. You just have to be aware. You have to open your eyes and see that. You got to know what you want.
And it's going
to
be different for each person, and you can't overanalyze it.
Right.
You can't overanalyze one issue either. It can't be some one little small issue, and you're like, oh, well, he did this, and now he's out, X.
right. No, you got to. You got to.
Just
got
a series of things.
Want. Yeah, you got to know what you want, and you at the same time, you got to know how much shit you gonna take before you know.
Exactly. Because regardless to who loves you and how well they show you they love you, it's still at the end of the day is how the two of you would work. And we've got to just accept that not everybody is for us, regardless to whether we love them or not. Because love, in my opinion, has never sustained any relationship. It'll never be the reason. For
I totally agree.
I totally agree.
I think that.
Where did that come from?
I totally agree. I don't think that.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think that sustains the relationship. I think that it's all the other stuff, all of the things that connect the two people, whether they think alike, whether they, just a whole bunch of things. And when, love, that's just a, whatever. I mean.
Okay, perfect example for that. Like, I've been divorced, 2 years? To this day, I still love my wife. Because we didn't really break up because, like most people break up, you cheated on me or it just didn't work out. She wanted me to move to Michigan.
Right.
Hey, Michigan, beautiful state, but man, I don't move nowhere where it snows. I'm sorry. They're like one of my commandments, man, and I obey my commandments. I may not obey all of God, but I obey mine. And my 12 commandments say, thou shalt not move into a snowy area. Okay. So we kind of got divorced because she wasn't comfortable being down in Texas. You know what I'm saying? She didn't really feel, it was like she wasn't feeling it. And then she
to me, there's something wrong right there, because if you truly, and I'm going to use the word love for lack of something better, but if you've got that connection, I'm going to go wherever you go. We're together.
I ain't doing it.
And the weather isn't something that's going to break us up. Like, I mean,
right, that's your opinion, and you're entitled to it. But see, like this woman here, okay, I've been knowing her since I was, 19 years old? Okay, 18, 19 years old? I went through my whole military life, right? I mean, people always tell me, man, you and Shawty going to get married. And they're talking about some other girl, right? And I used to tell them I had no idea I was going to ever see my ex-wife again, okay?
Right.
I had no idea, but I used to tell everybody, I already met my wife. We broke up. It didn't work out, okay? Now, like I say, 13 years after we met, first started dating, we, met up with each other again and stuff like that. And I think our relationship started off wrong because we didn't have time to get to know each other like people who spend all the time together, because she was still in Michigan, I'm still in Georgia. I mean, I'm still in Texas. And so we still, we more or less talking on the phone, and every time we see each other, everything is hunky-dory, A-okay, So that's kind of where, we made that mistake. And, that's where my heart is.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Chris. Unfortunately, we're at that point in the show where we've only got 1 minute left. Listen, everybody, thank you so much for joining us and listening to us, and I hope that you'll tune in next week, 8 o'clock. It was a great show. Thank you to everybody on the panel. Thank you to my co-host, Jay. And listen, everybody, what's left of the Valentine's Day, enjoy your Valentine's Day. Have a great, great night. And take care, everyone.
All righty, enjoy. Bye-bye.
Peace, people. Gay music time.
Gay music time. I was just going to say that. Well, let me get off so this shit can play all the way through without interruption.
Right. Y'all be good.